Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Who in America thinks it's right that if Joe Biden was in trial right now beforehand, or that President Trump? And really, they've already looked at this issue how many times? And really, from the standpoint...
A lot of people passed on bringing those charges. That's why
I
said what I said.
Yeah, the feds already looked at it. Right. And who do they... think about it. Their number one witness has already proven to be a liar in the process. Cohen, the attorney.
We will see what happens when he testifies.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff, good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, good morning, motivators. You know, it's a... I'm telling you, I'm just in shock that we're still in this state of confusion with all these stupid trials. I'm just... We would have never predicted this back in 2020.
Well,
never.
McCarthy asked the right question yesterday, and it's the question every one of these pundits needs to be asked when they get on there, is do you believe... it's almost like the were you better off 4 years ago than you are today kind of question. Do you believe Donald Trump would be in a courtroom in Georgia, in New York, in Florida, if he wasn't running for president of the United States? And the answer is obviously no, he wouldn't. And they're only going after him because of politics, period.
Absolutely. And there's no other way for anybody to look at this than through a political lens. I mean, and then to watch Hillary Clinton come out with her video where she's talking about persecutions of political opponents, seeing opponents killed, you know, aligned with Putin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to sit back and go, are we deflecting and talking about self? Because that's exactly what you did. You aligned yourself with trying to destroy your political opponent with a fake dossier. You have had massive corruptions tied to you and your husband dealing with money slipping all over the world, you know, basically, same as the Bidens. And I have really just grown to believe that the Democratic establishment has needed Joe Biden in that White House to protect and provide cover for them. Although, albeit, they didn't realize that the Congress was going to investigate his family so closely and find out about the 12 LLCs or 20-some-odd LLCs and 12 family members all making kickbacks off of these foreign entities.
Yeah, no, they don't want to report on that at all. I think we should listen to the bit of Hillary Clinton wisdom that she spread on everybody yesterday. Go to cut one, please.
Because Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants.
I'm sorry, Jesse. Don't you think she'd be in prison orange if that's what he really wanted? He had 4 years if he really wanted.
Exactly. But not only that, when you listen to exactly what she's saying, that's exactly what they are doing to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's the masterful game plan. Oh, geez. So, Hillary, you guys are emulating Putin. Short of, you know, and now you've got a congressman trying to push forward that Donald Trump's Secret Service detail is taken away if he's convicted. What in the world does that even mean? That could mean an assassination or a death. Like, these are sick people. They're covering up for their own crimes. And Donald Trump has made it very clear. I'm not coming back to have some type of retribution. My retribution is basically we win and get this country back on track.
Jesse,
you're right.
I have to get your reaction to the Biden administration changing the rules on Title IX. These rules put in place, I believe, I want to say like 1972 to protect women and then completely rewrites them.
This is so stunning to see that women no longer will have the protected rights that they have had. And they're allowing these transgender men to go with their identity, meaning women's sports can be abolished. Your scholarships will be abolished. You look at what happened. Title IX was passed by, it was basically put forward by a Democrat, a very prominent woman who has since passed away. And this is an issue that Republican women and Democrat women better unite on. I don't care what side of the fence you are
on other issues, but we better unite on this and push back hard, because the scholarships that these young women are working so hard for in school, this is why they don't just abstain from competition. People say, well, why do they keep competing against these guys? Because they're up for scholarship money. Even if the guy comes out number one, number two, three, four, and five can still be a scholarship.
Right.
And it's horrible for these young ladies because they fought so hard to be able to go to college on scholarships just like the boys do. The boys get to go to college on scholarships for sports, but girls often were denied outside of maybe cheerleading and some others, and academic scholarships were the only route they had. So this is appalling that this administration has decided a man born with parts that I do not have, never can have unless I surgically alter myself, is now going to be able to take away the rights of women.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you know, as much as anything, like I looked at this story out of the West Virginia yesterday. They had a middle schooler, it's a boy, who identifies as a girl, won a court case allowing him to participate in girls' sports. He went to a track and field event with the shot put and threw it 3 feet further than the nearest girl, and about half of them just refused to compete against him. They'd walk into the circle and walk back out.
Good.
Yep. Yeah. And sadly, though, they're middle school. And so they don't have a college scholarship on the line now.
Yeah.
And I would dare to say, look at Hollywood and all of these women who are Charlize Theron. I saw a post of her with her son, who is now a daughter. There are you have people that Jennifer Lopez and one of her daughters and Ben Affleck's sons are now daughters. Or no, wait. They're daughters now sons. I'm sorry. I can't get it right.
It's hard to keep track.
Well, it's toxic.
Yeah.
It's toxic. No child in our era, keep in mind, did we ever have a friend that wanted that? We had tomboys, yes.
Yeah.
But if you grow up and you could be, as Greg Guffel said, you could grow up and be a healthy lesbian or healthy gay male. Instead, you got these parents that are trying to surgically alter you, and the rest of your life, you will have to be on some form of treatment.
Yes. It's sick. It really is. Jesse Jane, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
All right, to take the Hill motivators, Joe Biden doesn't know what he is.
No, he doesn't, but he knows Uncle Bozy got eaten by a cannibal.
That's true. That's true.
We'll see you next week.
True story. True story.
Jesse Jane, I love that meme that's popping up now. Marked safe from being eaten by cannibals today. Have you seen that?
No.
There's some great, great memes out there on that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.